That was just Fonts. High Expectations, Low Results, Will You Tell Me Then. They are from Edmonton, which is in Alberta, which is a province in Canada. One of the provinces. So, thus concludes really my hour. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Up next is The Rib. It should be exciting. And yeah, that's it. But I will leave you with a minute track that is just awesome. And everyone should enjoy it. All right. I will talk to you guys next week.
everybody, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, your host, and boy, do I wish I could just broadcast from outside. Right now I'm in the studio, and it's great, but it is like fluorescent lighting, and oh my gosh, it's just not the same. But that's okay. I do have a good show planned for you guys. And what we just heard was actually a track from Chris Dirksen's new album called The Cusp. It's a 6-track called Smile at Me. And I'm playing this for a couple of reasons. Well, one, because it's great. She's local, by the way, and awesome musician. But also because she... her and another woman, Heather... Oh! My email does not fit onto the page properly. That's too bad. This is frustrating. I actually can't read the name. Well, her and another person are curating the Brief Encounters, which is coming up again at the Performance Works on Granville Island this weekend. Performance Works 16. And... later on in the show, oh, Heather Lindsay, that's the other guest programmer, her and Chris Dirksen. Later on the show, I'm going to be talking to Krista Couture. She's a folk singer who is also from Vancouver, or at least based in Vancouver now, originally from Edmonton. And she is going to be working with Heather Dirksen together in one of the pairings for Brief Encounters. So we'll be talking a lot more about that later on in the show. What I want to play for you now, I'm actually going to play 2 tracks from this next album. It's by the Benoit Delbecq Trio. It's called The Sixth Jump. And Benoit is a pianist from France, and he is a classically influenced jazz musician. I'm playing 2 tracks from their new CD here. I'm playing the first one, Ando, and also the third one, Letter to Georgi Ligeti, one of my favorite composers. And this is a bit long, so I'm not going to say much more, and I will just let you listen.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end.
Of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in sunny Vancouver. I'm Robin, and I'm going to play next for you something I probably played it the week before last, or maybe a few weeks ago. Anyway, it's just so good, and I can't help it. I'm going to play more from Colin Stetson's new album. I wrote on my notes, I just wrote Colin Stetson, OMG. His album's called New History Warfare, Volume 2, Judges. And it's just, it's so good. It's so heavy. It's so, oh my gosh. He's my new favorite saxophone player from Montreal. Well, he's based out of Montreal now. And he basically had this recorded semi-live, I think, and he had microphones placed all over the room, including contact microphones, which are really kind of neat. What they do is they pick up the vibrations of the surface they're on, so you can't speak into it, but you can stick it to a pizza box and drum on it. For example, you can do stuff like that, and I'm losing my earrings here. So I really love his stuff. It's just so insane. You also, actually, I just found out last night, you can get the LP online for like $17, and it even comes with the CD, I believe. It's pretty insane. Okay, what am I playing? I'm playing the third track. It's called The Stars in His Head. It's a Dark Lights remix. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but it's a good track. So here you go.
I'm
Heavy, just love it. Okay, I want to let you know about a whole bunch of things that are coming up around town. There's tons of stuff happening in the next little while. Of course, Tychotronics is put on by Vancouver New Music, and I think seven Tycho groups around Vancouver are participating in this, and it should be really great. It's a collaboration between them and the Vancouver Electronic Ensemble. It's a newly formed ensemble. This is on May 3rd, I believe, at the Roundhouse. I'm not sure, but you can go to Vancouver New Music's website for more information on that. Also, Music Waste is coming up in June, but they are having this really awesome thing. If you apply by April 15th to, I think it's like music, what is it called? I don't know. It's something that Music Waste will help do for you. They'll help promote your show. If you book a show during the, I think, June 3rd weekend, around then, if you book a show and you let them know about it and you allow people with Music Waste passes in for free and everyone else is like $5 to get in, they will help promo your show for you. And I think it's a really good opportunity. So if you want to get something organized, you should go check out Music Waste's website and look up stuff for that. Also, it's recital season at UBC, and I know so many of you are on campus studying and just, you know, in the library on beautiful days like this, but if you just need a break, go check out some recitals at UBC. There are more than one every day, and great, great music, really high level of performance, and very varied. And usually there's a nice little reception after. It's always kind of cool. Also, coming up in the coming weekend, there is the Gamelan Festival, a celebration of Indonesian music, dance, theater, and food, which is going to be at SFU Woodward's Goldcorp Center for the Arts downtown. It's a $30 festival pass, and each concert is $12 in advance. And yeah, there's going to be stuff, I think, every night from the 15th to the 17th, and you should definitely check it out. You can go to caravanbc.com for more information. Also, Brief Encounter 16 is coming up starting on the 14th at the Granville Island, oh my gosh, my brain, Performance Works. Tickets are $23 at the door or $20 in advance. You can get them through tomorrowcollective.com. Each show is at 8 p.m. And also Soundwalks. Vancouver New Music is hosting a bunch of Soundwalks. There is definitely one coming up this Sunday. I think it's meeting at Waterfront. It's Sunday afternoons. There's also, in a couple of weeks, there's a hike coming up. And I think there's also one on May 15th downtown. You should go to Vancouver New Music's website for more information on those. Those are really great. And I think that's everything I wanted to let you know about. I mean, there's so much going on. Okay. I have with me Laurie Anderson's new album called Homeland. Yes, it's her new album. She has been recording for like 30 years, but this is her first studio album in 10 years. It's released out on Nonesuch, and cover of the album is Fenway Bergamot. It's a picture of Laurie Anderson with her male alter ego. It's interesting. This album is really complex. I have listened to it a couple of times, and I still don't really know if I know. Like, you know how it's one of those things where you have to listen to it about 100 times before you actually get it? Not saying that it's one of those albums where you listen to it the first few times and you don't like it, and then you do later. It's not quite like that. It's more just like, I feel like there's so much more to it than what I initially can grasp. And I'm going to play the first track for you right now. It's called Transitory.
Transitory life, they're moving. was transitory.
Takes a long time for a mouse to realize he's in a trap. But once he does, something inside him never stops trembling. Grandma in the pancake makeup she never wore in life lies there in her shiny black coffin, looks just like a piano. She made herself a bed inside my ear. She made herself a bed inside my ear. Says congratulations, it's a boy. Where do all the dream baby girls, those possible pearls, go? Lorraine and Susan with the brown eyes, the lovely Irene, and difficult but beautiful Betty, and tiny, tiny Juanita.
Okay, folks. So that was Laurie Anderson. Cool, hey? Before I go on, actually, no, I'll do that later. It's okay. What I'm going to play now is a track by the Lumerians. Their new album is called Transmillennia. And this track is called Black Tusk. It's kind of just, drony stoner rock, I guess. This is their debut full length. They're from San Francisco. And, enjoy. Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. You are listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I am happy to be here. And I have Krista Couture on the line. Can you hear me, Krista?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay? I'm just trying to get to a quiet corner.
Oh, are you on your cell phone?
I'm on my cell, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. I know I there was a mix-up happening, but I'm really glad that you still made it on air.
It was definitely a mix-up, and I'm hoping that later the publicist and I will have a giggle about it. But
oh, you
I'm
will.
At SFU, which is, you know, a little
you're on the other
UBC.
Side of but
I'm
technology,
sorry, I'm person,
technology.
But I'm glad I tracked down the number.
Good, technology saves us.
Yes.
but I am going to ask you some questions about your upcoming gig.
Yeah.
Brief Encounters, what number is it? 14?
16.
Oh my gosh.
16.
Wow. Okay. They're happening fairly often now. It sounds like a really good,
thing. I think it's happening like two or three times a year now, which is wonderful. I've never actually been to one in person, although I've known about it for years. I just have always missed the performances, but certainly heard about it over the years, and I'm so excited to be part of it.
Yeah, and I hear this year they're created by Chris Dirksen and Heather Lindsay, so it sounds like a really cool lineup that's coming up. And you are working with Heather Dirksen.
Yes.
So Heather Dirksen is an actress from Vancouver, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you don't want to spoil the surprise. And I did look up a little bit of stuff online, and all I can say is that it has something to do with red lipstick.
Well, that was the only detail we'd like finalized at the time that I did that Q&A. we hadn't really made any firm decisions. So I was like, well, I think we're pretty sure we'll be wearing red lipstick.
Oh, okay. And so, like, can you tell me anything about, like, what kind of piece you're going to be doing together, or?
Sure. Well, our piece, so I'm a musician, mm-hmm. singer-songwriter. Heather is an actress. And our piece is kind of woven snippets of song and text that we've created for Brief Encounters, which is the deal. It has to all be new work.
Mm-hmm.
And we found, Heather and I found, when we first met, we had like this blind date at Cafe Barney, had drinks together, admitted that we both had no idea how to do this or where to start. And but found that we both kind of had something in common at this point in our lives where we were both sort of returning to kind of where we started. Like she's been doing a lot of film and television.
Mm-hmm.
And has wanted to get back to doing stage. And this was kind of a return to doing live theater for her. And for me, because I've taken a lot of time off in the last 2 years, I'm just kind of just getting back to work and performing live again. And we talked a lot about home and what it meant to be home and how much we felt at home, kind mm-hmm. of on stage as performers. And so our pieces kind of grew out of that idea around the two of us looking for home and returning to home.
Yeah, that's a big theme.
Yeah.
And that's something everyone can think about. Like, it's something for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And it was sort of fun to identify, even just to make lists of, like, what that would be. I mean, for both of us, there was a lot of, like, food ideas around home, like the things you eat and things your mom made. And for both of us, we're both partners, so a home is around like our partners, mm-hmm. and home around the kind of work that we make and all these different places that you can feel at home in your life.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. So
yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. We had it's been a real journey from the time we first met with drinks, and we were really excited, and then started brainstorming and came up with all sorts of awful ideas, actually. We both kind of had a moment of like, wow, our piece is going to suck. But then
that's sort of like the creative process. Up and
yeah,
down.
That's the creative process, totally. Because from that, you know, I think anytime you have like the worst idea, the best idea is right around the corner. So we kind of managed to something clicked, something changed, and we found the right pieces. And I've written, there's two new songs that I wrote that are in the piece, and she has a few monologues that she's written and kind of weave them together. She actually has to sing with me, so that pushes her boundaries a little, and I have to kind of act, which is definitely outside of my comfort zone. So that's exciting, too.
Wow. How long have you guys been working together? Because it is brief encounters, so...
It is brief encounters, yeah. It was exactly 2 weeks ago today that we started.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is your set?
Our piece is 12 minutes.
Okay. Because there are a lot of other people playing, and it's, I guess, you play every night of the show?
Yes. There's six pairs of artists. And so the show is all six artists. So it's the same show three nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all six pairs.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see what everyone else does. There's quite a range
genres. Oh, yeah. We have Benjamin LaRosse, who's a garment sculpture artist, working with the musician.
Yeah.
And puppeteers, Tara Travis.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. This sounds like a really good show. I heard before there was like someone cooking food for the audience too, and like a Brief Encounter seems to be a pretty exciting event.
It's kind of when anything goes. And I found for us, since we only had 2 weeks to brainstorm and make decisions, that in some ways we couldn't spend too much time exploring because we had to have enough time to also rehearse, and our scripts were due on Friday. So as of Friday, sort of our piece was set.
Oh, so it's done now.
So it kind of was like, you just have to decide what you're going to do. And in some ways that's like really freeing because you just go, okay, that, without overthinking it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be cool to see what else everyone did under the gun.
Yeah, well, and also congratulations on, you know, coming back and playing more shows again. I see that you're doing a little Canadian tour coming up.
Yeah, we're just doing a little BC Dip Your Toes tour. Myself, Chris Dirksen, who's one of the guest curators on Brief Encounters,
mm-hmm.
She's also a solo performer, so the tour is with her, myself, and a band called ESL. And we're doing just a little Easter weekend kind of Kootenays tour.
Very cool.
And it's warming up for the summer when I've got some bigger festivals and longer tours coming. But yeah, I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
That's exciting. I think your phone
is beeping a lot. Can you hear that? Or is that just...
Yeah, I'm not sure if your phone is going to cut out or not. But
I think I'm just getting a lot of calls from like the publicist and Chris. In response to my frantic calls saying, I'm at SFU, something's going wrong. And I think they're all just calling me back now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play one of your tracks from, I have, I have one of your albums here, Wedding Singer and The Undertaker.
Great, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me about any of the songs? I listened to I Don't Play Piano and I loved that one. That was my favorite.
Oh, sure. Like, I have that.
Yeah. Do you have, but you do play piano. Don't you?
Well,
a little bit?
I mean, I can play sort of like the Royal Conservatory grade 3 repertoire.
Yeah.
Because that's the last time I took lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But I you know, I grew up in Edmonton, and when I moved to Vancouver, I couldn't fit my piano in like the Corolla hatchback. And that's when I actually started to take guitar lessons. And the guitar is just so, you know, portable, and the piano is not. And for about 10 years, I hadn't touched the piano.
Oh, wow.
And then a friend of mine, his mother passed away, and she had a piano that needed a home, and I was happy to bring it to my place. And I sat down, and I wrote that song called I Don't Play Piano, and just was excited to be back at the instrument. And
mm-hmm.
So I wrote that song and I think two others, and that's really all I do have on the piano is three songs.
Oh, cool.
But I love those piano songs, and any show where I can pull out a keyboard, I always do. But,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, that's okay. I'll just tell you, the song for me, the piano was very much connected to my grandmother Irene, who I grew up listening to her play, and she always led the big sing-alongs, you know, after Sunday dinner. And so I wrote that song with her a bit in mind. And when I told my friend who had given me the piano, I said, I wrote this song about Irene. And I didn't know it, that actually his mom was also named Irene, who the piano belonged to. So kind of after the fact, it was for his mom who had passed away, who this piano came from, and for my grandmother who played piano, and kind of the women and pianos in my life.
That's kind of magic.
It was kind of magical to find that out.
Yeah.
So when I sing that song, I think of both of them and the music they made.
Wow. You know, I think I have time for two. So okay. Do you have another request from this album?
Let's think. How about a guitar one? How about Declaration of Spring?
Okay.
Because it's such a beautiful, sunny, warm
and
day.
And it is. I know. I was saying earlier, I wish I could broadcast from outside or just take the roof off this building. But yeah. Krista, I would really like to say thanks for calling in. I know you sort of went through this adventure, but...
I'm sorry that I'm not there in person, but I'm so glad I could reach you on the phone.
Oh, it's okay. And I'm really excited about this Brief Encounters, and I will... let actually everyone know, all you listeners out there, Brief Encounters 16 is starting on the 14th at Performance Works on Granville Island, and tickets are $20 and $23 at the door, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah, wow. Well, very, very, very good luck for that.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Yeah, and it's really been a pleasure talking to you.
You too, thank you.
Yep, and I will see you on stage.
Great, see you there.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So that was Krista Couture, and we are now going to play a couple of tracks from her album. The first one is called I Don't Play Piano, followed by The Declaration of Spring, and I would really like to go outside now and enjoy some sun after these tracks. So have a good Monday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Rib today on CITR. Before I tune off, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what else is coming up today on the show. We've got News 101 at 5, Sore Throats Redux at 6, followed by Sore Throats Clapping Hands at 6:30, Exploding Head Movies at 7:30, The Jazz Show at 9 p.m., and Canada Post Rock at 12. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
That I could, I would find a smoky old bar, a spotlight and a sequin dress, and I'd sing Gershwin and Porter and Jewel. The drinks would be free and the men be impressed, and I know if I played on those keys, my love find me. You know I don't play piano. Oh no no no. I wish that I could. On holidays, every old monster, I'd lead them in song, and they'd say, no, no, don't she remind you of Irene when she plays? Yeah, she's just like her grandmother, and the pianos that loved her will love her again when she sings a holy night. The stars were brightly shining. Thank you. whole bar, a spotlight and a sequin dress. And I'd sing Gershwin and Porter and Jewel. The drinks